Hi, and welcome back to Messy Parenting, Progress Not Perfection. We can be found on the web at sanfranciscofamilytherapy.com, and I'm your host, Mary Ellen Mullen. So we are back with tip number two about growing up in the digital age. And a quick parenting tip, we had tip number one in our previous podcast, which is be curious, and tip number two is eat dinner together. So families need to watch screen habits together. And if you watch your television or screen habits and the time that you devote to work or other things that absorb that time, and then think about, is there any time that could be spent to connect with each other at home? The answer is probably going to be yes. In fact, I bet you could get an hour of buyback time if you really look at the way that your family engages with screens and whether or not that time is wasted time. It's not being devoted to work and probably not being devoted to other things. It's just an absorption of time. And so you need to get some buyback time so that you can actually find time to eat together. Make sure you model together time. So the easiest way to do this is to sit down for a meal without any distraction. So this is going to involve having a basket somewhere in the kitchen. Everybody puts their phone in it, especially if you've got teenagers, turning off radios, turning off televisions, and turning off notifications on your phone. So phones go completely in the off mode during dinner time. I mean, most families really only sit down for about a half an hour to 45 minutes. So investing in spending time with your kid and engaging them in a meal process, which would include conversation, even if it's only a few times a week, will really make a difference in the way that they feel connected to you and you feel connected to them. On my website, you can find articles about families who eat together, telling kids stories over dinner time meals about relatives and things they've overcome builds resiliency. There's a lot of research out there about kids who eat dinner together with their parents or their families, extended families. They might not be living with biological parents, does prevent them from risk factors. And there's even evidence that kids who eat dinner together with families have increased academic performance. So make some time, buy back some of your time by really evaluating what your usage of screen time is and sit down and have a meal together as a family. We'll be back next week with tip three for how to support your kids to be safe and smart in the digital age. Have a great evening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.